1023 XLC, Wes and Leah. Gurney's Got It Here continues. And we are in the mall, as we have been here at Gurney Mills for the last, what, year and a half?
Yeah, about
year and a half or so. No. I don't know. It all just starts to blur.
Year and three quarters.
Can you believe that 2021 is almost over? Like, this year flew by.
Not fast enough. This is what I said with 2020, and like, it can't get any worse than 2021, and then 2021 happened.
Yeah. But good has come out of it, and we are here at the mall in our new digs. And I do a lot of walking around the studio, or around the mall. Not around the studio. I do a lot of walking around the studio, too. But a lot of walking around the mall, especially in the cold winter months. And you forget about a lot of the stores that Gurney Mills has to offer, one of which being Gamers World. I walked past you guys yesterday. I welcome in Jester, who's in the studio with us for the first time here. And I forgot that I truly did. I forgot that Gamers World was here in Gurney Mills, and you guys have been here for about 10 years. Can you tell us about the store for people that don't know or may have forgotten?
We're locally owned by one owner. He's got about six of us, and we're always inside of a mall. So if you're in a mall in Illinois, most likely you're going to see one of us there.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that. And what kind of things do you guys have to offer there?
All of us individually are unique to what we offer, but we try to overarch with being a hobby shop.
Okay. So I think gamer, and you think right away, you think video games, but you guys don't do the video games there.
While we may offer an event with a video game in it, we don't sell any video games. We do mainly like analog gaming.
Okay.
Paper, pencil, face-to-face.
Oh, face-to-face interaction.
Which is a rarity nowadays.
Yeah, it really
especially
is.
When you think of gaming, yeah.
So I do. I like that a lot. How do you introduce people to the type of fantasy gaming that you guys have to offer there?
Every type of game has its own introductory style of product. Like, if you're looking to get into tabletops, there's starter kits for that. If you're looking to get into card games, there's starter kits for that. Really, it just depends on how advanced gaming you already know. We would guide you towards what would be best for you.
What's a good age then to get started?
If you want to teach your kids, there's educational games that start at 3 and 4 years old, like problem solving, puzzle solving kind of picture games. And then there's games that are 5 hours long that I would recommend to definitely adults who have
5 hours long, like Monopoly?
Yeah. Monopoly, yeah.
I've never finished.
Hours
I've never finished a game of Monopoly.
Like Monopoly, except minus the wanting to kill your opponent.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, that's a huge plus.
Yeah.
Actually enjoying the game. That's cool. So starter kits for all ages then.
Yeah, there's a little bit of something for everybody.
Cool. Do you guys have any in-store gaming events, or how does somebody learn about what you guys do have to offer
our
there?
Our store specifically has six tables set up for anybody who wants to come in and use them. You can use them for homework, for picture drawing, for building hobby sets, or if you want to, you can use them for the card games that we offer. We do have scheduled events on Fridays and Saturdays currently, and we're looking for Dungeon Masters to start scheduling D&D again.
Okay.
Prior to the pandemic, we had about a 30-man Thursday night for D&D, which was awesome.
What's D&D?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, I knew that.
Come on, Leah, get with it.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got to get up on lingo with the kids these days, or that's probably
Dungeons and Dragons has been around for
a long time.
It's
been around for a long time.
Almost 45 years.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm a little behind you guys. What else are some things that you sell in your store if people are looking for some holiday gifts for their gamer?
Holiday gift-wise, we got you covered. We have puzzles. We have plaques. We have games. We have cards. We have individual cards. We have supplies. We have a good ambience. Like, if you want to get out of the mall ambience and you want to just come and vibe, we got that for you as well.
Super cool. Jester, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about Gamers World. Now, before I let you go, as I did with Jim, I got to ask you what your Gurney go-to is.
It'd probably be right across the hall, Black Cat's Mineral, and the barbershop that you have just down the hallway here. I'm not from Gurnee, so I don't really know a lot of companies, but those are the two places that I would go to if I were to choose anywhere.
We're a fan of the Black Cat Mineral.
Yeah, Black Cat Mineral's awesome.
Except for when the sun shines.
When the sun hits their logo.
And
it scorches our eyeballs.
And, yeah.
And then it comes back here, yeah. And it's like a prism of a spotlight, but it's all good. Still
nowadays, that's what, 3 p.m.?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it happens with us at like 7 a.m. sometimes. It depends just where the sun is. Because it was like Monday. Leo thought she was in a spotlight. She thought
I was seeing dots. I couldn't read on my computer
screen. It goes
right
on their logo perfectly. But yeah, I pretty much know the inventory of their store by heart now. I look over there all day long.
Jester, thank you so much for coming in for Gurnee's Got It. Appreciate it.